Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our Mouse Chatters today are Steve, Bob, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I can talk without hacking up a lung. Yay.
That's good for podcasting and sleeping at night.
Yes, it is.
Great.
Bonus.
Yes. They do come every once in a while, so I'll try and turn away when they come.
All right.
Residual yak. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to know about that.
Yeah. You know, when I get sick, I get sick, and seriously, I cough for 2 months, and it's just bad. So, you know what is good?
What?
We are going to have a mouse chat get together. And we're going to do this.
Oh, yes. When is it?
Yay!
We're going to do this in September because the best weekend ever is coming, and it's Villains Weekend, and it's going to be on Friday the 13th, September 13th. And it's going to be, we're going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we're going to be there the 12th through the 15th at least. And we're going to have fun. We're going to all five of us be there. And we're going to have some, we have to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, we got to come up with some activities. But I think we've got rooms.
We're going to have fun though.
Don't we have rooms for everybody at a really good resort too?
Yeah, we're going to have some rooms at the beach club. Yeah. So we can.
That's nice.
Yeah,
it's like
at a really good rate too.
Yeah, at a really good rate.
Yeah, we're right around $250 on that, $250 a night for September, and so that is a good rate. I think we're $251 and change.
Yeah.
Did we get discounted tickets with that?
Yep, you're going to get discounted tickets if you get your tickets as well, and you can add dining.
Do the discounted tickets have the free water park option, Lisa?
If you get 2 days or more.
Awesome.
And September's nice. A great time to go to the water park. So
it is.
If and you get a 2 day park ticket or more, 2, 3, 4, whatever, you're also going to get a free day at one of the water parks, or you can go to Quest and get a free day there. It's at your discretion, whatever you want to do. So we've got that set up, and we are very excited to be doing this. It's a Mouse Chat Villains Weekend. And
you know, it's kind of apropos that we're going that weekend.
I agree.
Isn't it?
It is. I love it.
I'm seeing a correlation here. I'm not sure.
Look, I'm not dressing up as Jafar again. Okay, that was a one-time thing.
Do you think the Halloween party will be going then? Because
we're dressing up,
and I'm not.
This
wearing
is like the best time
stupid.
Of year to go because the weather's nice, the crowds are low.
It's great because it is, like Steve was saying, it's a great time of year. The crowds are low. The weather's nice.
And we're fun. Yeah.
We're fun. And I think it coincides with our 3-year anniversary, too.
It does.
Oh,
it does.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you believe it? We've been doing this for 2.5 years. Oh, my God.
People are still listening to us after 2.5 years.
I can't believe
years.
That. That shocks
no,
me.
No, I really can't.
So,
well, you guys are so excited tonight. You're like talking all over each other.
I know.
It's so nice.
You know why we're excited? Because earlier on Facebook, I told people that Bob would do this show as Barry White in honor of Valentine's Day if they liked the post.
And so, how'd we do?
We did pretty well.
So yeah. Is he locked into
I liked
this?
It a couple times.
Yeah.
Right. I'm more Ray Romano than Barry White.
Come on, you've done it before.
Well, not for a whole show, but yeah, I have done it. Maybe we'll save that for the next recording we're doing.
Yeah, we're going to do
another
one.
Oh, that's a good idea. We can do our top 10. Never mind.
I don't think I want to know.
No, I was teasing Facebook the top 10 Disney words that sound sexy when spoken.
Oh, I love that one. I love that game.
Yeah, we have a show like
that. Because you won it. You totally won it last time with Single Rider. That was like the best one.
So we can have a lot of fun with this, but yeah. So anyway, I mean, with the September thing, we hope everybody comes out and joins us.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah. So I'll post on Mouse Chat, and then I'll link to it on Facebook once I get a chance. Probably, you know, what the rate is, where we're at, and how to book it. And meet up with us. And then as we start planning activities, I will post them there as well.
Mm-hmm. And Bob did say he was going to get a tattoo if a bunch of people show up.
like in front of everyone?
And wait, we get to pick this one, right?
We'll go down to, we'll go down to
maybe
OBT.
It's just that I can shave his head.
Will you get a tattoo of Chris and I, our faces?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like Donna's going to love that.
Yeah, maybe
yeah,
like
Donna's
going to
be like, oh, God.
I was thinking like I could do like a mad fold-in on my back, you know, with the, you know, when I squeeze my shoulder blades together. You know, it's like the Mash Chat logo, and then when I squeeze my shoulder blades together, it's Alfred E. Newman saying, "What me worry?"
You know, you put Chris on one shoulder blade, Lauren on the other, and then when you squeeze your shoulder blades, they kiss.
It turns into Alfred
that's
E. Newman.
Awesome. That would be so awesome.
Wow, thanks, Bob.
That would be
I don't care. Awesome. He said a lot about us in a very short amount of time.
Well, you know, how about if I get a henna tattoo of the two of you? Would that work? Something that comes off in like a week?
Oh, that'd be nice.
No, it won't. I mean, it's not the same. It has less meaning.
Less committal.
Just forget it. You ruined the moment.
Right. See, now I've insulted my co-host, and we're yes. 10 minutes into the show. Well, move along, Steve.
Everyone is so talkative. Did everyone have their coffee or something?
I just had some chocolate.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
I got this little box of chocolates, and I was trying to pick through and pick out the good ones before the kids got to it. But really, they weren't that good. So anyway.
Hard to find good chocolate.
Yeah, they're okay. The box is pretty. So.
Now, Bob, did you get stalked again this year?
I didn't. And, you know, I'm kind of disappointed.
Oh, do you want to explain what happened?
Yes, for people that may be new to the show and are new to our Facebook page and don't know, last year we had one of our fans surprise me with, jokingly of course, surprise me with a dozen roses on Valentine's Day. Because I guess on a previous episode I was complaining that, you know, all the females on the podcast were getting gifts and us guys have to end up paying for stuff
and
we don't get anything. And then I got a dozen roses from a fan, which was kind of funny because it came anonymously, and I thought Chris and Steve were pulling a joke on me. Because it just seemed like something that they would do.
And what did I tell you? A man who buys $12 shoes is not going to send you $80 roses.
That's right. That is very true. That I think those were your exact words, in fact.
Exactly.
But the fact
she
is,
said it more than once.
The fact is, you know, once you get roses like that on Valentine's Day, well, you know, now you come to expect it. Exactly. Now, I mean, we have more fans. I think I have more than one stalker by now.
They could have at least taken up a collection, Bob.
I don't know.
You know what the problem is with stalkers? They're always worried that they're going to go too far. Maybe your stalker was afraid of like really just plus wanting the whole experience, and you know, maybe this year sending you, I don't know, a pair of silky boxers.
Now you know what to
probably
expect.
Cheaper.
Well, and it stinks when stalkers aren't consistent. It's so much better when they're consistent.
Yeah, it's hard to live your life not knowing if you're going to be stalked or not. So.
Not knowing if you're good enough to be stalked. I mean, because at this point, your self-esteem is probably like not that great.
Exactly. Yeah. Have I lost a stalker? I mean, where am I in the stalker game exactly?
Then you're going to start like eating a lot at night, like eating ice cream at midnight, going, "Oh my God, I suck. I don't even have a stalker."
Wait, that's what I do at night.
Right. Well, I've already discovered mega stuffed Oreos now. These are brand new. So,
what's that?
Double
and
stuff?
Yeah, they're like double stuff.
Do you know what the tie-in to Disney is? You could take a big scoop of vanilla ice cream and then stick two of those Oreos on the top, and it's a Mickey head.
And who says I haven't? So I didn't get stalked this year, and here it is at Valentine's night, and no flowers, no cards, no cash.
Kind of hurts, doesn't it, Bob?
It does. It really does. So I'm open to belated stalker gifts. So just throwing that out there.
There you go.
Okay. Well, it seems to me you need to be posting your address on Facebook.
Right. Yeah. Well, an address. Chris, where did you say you lived again?
I live in Florida. Next right. to you. Okay. Tampa.
All right.
All right. You guys are way out of control. I'm going to grab it right here.
No, right? Somebody's going to have to edit this instead of just like pretending to edit. Did I say that? I'm sorry, Steve.
That was out loud.
Yeah.
Steve does a good job editing.
He does an awesome job.
Considering. That's well, awesome. So what were we talking about tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to be talking about a completely new destination, one that we haven't talked about ever before, as far as memory serves, Hilton Head.
There's other destinations?
But it's a Disney Disney timeshare out in Hilton Head.
So, yeah, so Disney Hilton
so
Head
Island.
So
it is still Disney, but we've never gone. We've never talked about it. And Steve and I had some extra points, some DVC points, and it's, what, a five-hour drive?
Yeah, so we're in Atlanta, and it was 5 hours. So it's if you're, you know, relatively close, it's a good, like, long weekend trip. And it opened in 96, and I've always wanted to go out there, but it just, you know, just never came around. And we had some DVC points that were going to expire. It's wintertime, so it's off-season. It's definitely not the best time to head out to Hilton Head Island, but as we have never been out there, I just wanted to kind of see what it was. And we didn't get there till
it was dark.
Yeah, we got there at 8 p.m. on a Friday night by the time we actually got over there. And then we spent all day Saturday, then we left early Sunday morning. So we really just kind of spent a day. But it's a quick drive if you're close. Hilton Head Island itself is really nice. Everything's kind of set back from the street, so everything's really wooded and lots of
the trees oak and the
trees
canopy.
With Spanish moss, yeah, and the canopy coming over the roads, and
it's very old and I don't know, historic looking.
Yeah, and it's just a nice, like, you know, bike paths everywhere where you could, you know, during the spring, summertime, ride your bike. Lots of marinas and beaches. But so you get to Disney Hilton Head Island, it's kind of hard to find because it was pitch black, and they just have this small Disney Hilton Head Island sign. You cross over this
bridge.
It was
not hard to find. I was driving. I was fine. I followed the Mickey Heads. We were good.
Yeah. So once you follow the Mickey Heads, you kind of head over a bridge, and it's like they've purchased this small island.
Marshy.
Yeah, it's kind of in a little marshy area, and there's a giant marina there. But it looks like it's been built like to fit the area. So it's themed really well. It looks like it's supposed to be there as opposed to like a lot of the condos and things that you see around Hilton Head. So I like that about it. And it's just real homey. And it's a nice resort if you like Disney, because it has those little Disney touches that you remember from Disney World. So you kind of have the little Disney World gift shop, you know, like you would have over at Fort Wilderness.
Very small.
Yeah, very, very small. But it has, you know, plush Mickeys and it has all their, I don't know, it's got, you know, Mickey ears and all
kinds
of. I
still managed to spend about $35, so
yeah,
it wasn't too bad.
You know, and it's got drinks and cereals and stuff like that. And it has a very small outside restaurant.
Well, they have several restaurants in the area. Oh, you're talking right there.
Yeah, on property, there's like one Disney eat outside, order at the window restaurant. There's a community hall where they have kind of arts and crafts.
Kids' activities.
Yeah. And then they have the pool, and the pool is heated at 82 degrees like at Disney World all year long, even though it was like 55 degrees outside when we were there.
Yeah, and Saturday we did actually go swimming, and it was 55 degrees out.
Now, what's the pool like there? Is it like a...
It's like a moderate. Fancy. It's like a moderate with the slide, you know, with the, I don't know, like a curly Q slide that goes around. Kids pool that's, you know, 1 foot deep all the way around, and a giant hot tub.
And it's kind of cool because you have the main pool, and then to the upper left corner, you have the kiddie pool, and to the upper right corner, you have the spa. So from an aerial view, it is a Mickey.
Yeah, and there's little traces of Mickey stuff, you know, kind of hidden everywhere. Like the seats are bolted down in that restaurant, and they're like, what they're bolted down to is like a Mickey pattern. There's a long dock that goes out into the marsh, you know, where you can go fishing with your fishing pole. And it's kind of a nice, relaxing vacation, you know, rent bikes, go fishing.
Kind of unplug now, and back to nature.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. The beaches, there's beaches there too, right?
Yeah, there's a beach across the street.
Yeah, so
across the street.
And yeah. Disney has a beach house.
Yeah, they have a private
there.
Beach house. So you can take a shuttle or walk.
Or drive.
And we drove over to the beach house. The beach house is really nice too. So it's private, gated. You know, you get in with your room key, and they have another swimming pool there. They have an arcade there, just like they would have at Disney World. You know, set up mm-hmm. the same way.
A loungy area.
They have a you know, like a DVC kind of lounging hangout area with nautical stuff and sofas and, you know, fireplace and books and stuff and, you know, table games and stuff. And then they also have a restaurant, which was closed and being remodeled because it's off season.
It's off season, yeah.
And there were actually still people in that pool. And then they have a little beach ball area with things that splash and spray water next to the pool.
Yeah, right when you walk in.
And then you walk out the back and you walk through the sand dunes and you're on a huge beach. And it's that's also really well done in the environment too. You would never know it's even there. And then on both sides of it are like condos that just stand out. And then this is kind of hidden in the trees and it's just really nicely done.
And so even though it's a Disney Vacation Club property, I'm presuming just like any other DVC property, you don't have to be a Vacation Club member to stay there. You can stay there on cash, right?
Right. There are different things that they, like their activities, they list them as member price and non-member price. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And they have the same setup. So the main building when you check in is studios, and then they have one and two bedrooms. And they're kind of they're like two-story units that have, I think, four in the two-bedroom ones that we were in. I think there were four units in each building.
I think so.
And ours was, and it was beautiful. You know, it was like looking right over the water with the marsh in the background and the sun coming up in the morning.
We could see the playground and the movie area.
Oh, yeah.
There's
an outdoor
hammock right next to us, which we never did get to try. But they have, well, we also did this, the biggest that we've ever done DVC. We did a two-bedroom, and we've never done that before. And
it was massive.
It was unbelievably big. Just beyond what we would need. We could have invited all you guys and your families and we'd be fine.
Yeah, it was kind of old school, like old Key West where they're huge.
It reminded me of old Key West because they had that that unit, that island in the kitchen living room.
Yeah.
If you're in the kitchen, it's a kitchen island, but if you're in the living room, they have the TV in there and it houses that. But we walked in and, you know, Amber and Brooke, they start running around and they go into the living room and they go into the bedroom and the girls don't know what we have, that there's another bedroom. And I grab Amber and I take her into the other end of the unit and she just goes crazy. She sees the two beds. There's this big bathroom. Their closet was absolutely huge. There was so much storage space. And then what was kind of cool is there's a little, when you walk in the front door, you know, you would walk straight into the living room, or you can go right to go to their bedroom, but you go through this little hallway past the washer and dryer, and it's a stackable. But that's on your right, and then on your left is a bench. There's a bench in there, and it's a good 5-6 foot bench, and then they've got coat hooks up there and a shelf,
peg.
And it was so homey.
Yeah, there's like fishing rods and fishing baskets.
And I see they even have grand villas that sleep up to 12 people, and they look absolutely massive.
Yeah,
you're right. The amount of space in these is really incredible. Well, grand villas are big to begin with, but these really do look huge.
But the layout is, you know, as far as the main area with the kitchen and the bedroom, it was very much like the beach club, what we have as far as the bedroom and the bathroom.
The bedroom has the jacuzzi tub with the little area that...
It was a little different.
Through. Yeah, slightly different.
But it was the same kitty quarter. It was pretty similar, but...
And they have the little Disney touch, like on the bench that Lisa was talking about. Someone's carved in a heart that says Mickey plus Minnie. And then the initials WD are carved into one part of it. And then there's some little doggy footprints in the in the tile when you're walking in.
They've got this whole dog theme. There's a dog. I guess when they were building this resort, there was a dog, Golden Retriever, that just hung out and was always there and would, you know, help pick up scraps of food or whatever. And they when they finally opened it, they decided to take her on. Her name is Shadow, because she shadows everyone. She wouldn't go away. And although I'm trying to figure out if they built this in,
she'd be dead by now.
It doesn't add up. I think she's
maybe
a,
they just get a new
imposter.
Shadow all the time. It's kind of like Morris the cat.
Yeah. My God.
Wow, that came out just so harsh, Chris. She'd be dead.
She'd be dead.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta be me, right?
Yeah, you do. Well,
but
the one
Shadow
thing
has a dog now.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the one thing they don't appear to have is like character meals, anything like that.
No. Restaurant is just a window with
a
like
walk
out,
up.
Yeah, where you order your stuff and then you sit at a picnic table, kind of outside, overlooking the view. So, and then
are there no
sit
down places there?
Not directly on the property.
Oh, okay.
But you can walk just over the bridge.
Yeah, we walked just over the bridge, and there's a steak seafood place that we ate at right on the water. Kingfisher, something like that. There's three of them that they recommend that you can just walk to that are right there. And then of course, the island is covered with all kinds of really good restaurants.
Good experiences to be had.
And they do offer in-season more choices as far as things to do. They have a country shrimp boil once a week from March through September, and a pirate's barbecue once a week from June through August. So that's kind of cool that they offer that a little bit more during their peak times.
Yep. They have different movies. You know what we did, and I can't believe we didn't even mention it until this second, is they do these island tours. And They're 3-hour excursions where they take you out, they drive you over to this section that has some walking trails, and you go through the marshes, and not through the marshes, but you know, there's water on both sides, and you go through these different areas, you go around a lake, and you get a nature guide. You get the binoculars and someone who is experienced in the whole area takes you around, and it does take about 3 hours, and it was very cool. There wasn't a whole lot to see, but definitely had potential.
Yeah, so it's like it's your own private tour guide.
Well, usually they have groups of
normally
8 to 12.
Yeah, so it's at 9 a.m., and it's from like 9 to almost
11:30.
Yeah, 11:30. You know, and they have their own van. They take you, I don't know, about 15 minutes away to... It's the island that's right next to Hilton Head Island, and I forget it's a national park.
Yeah, I forget the name.
And it was freezing cold, so of course we were the only ones doing it. And of course we had our kids.
So we had literally a private tour. It was the five of us, four of us, and a tour guide.
And he was very knowledgeable. You know, he knew pretty much everything about gators and all the wildlife and all the birds that we saw and the oyster beds and.
You knew all the little clam guys and crabby guys and everyone. So he was, the birds. He knew all the birds.
So it was a fun tour, and it's got to be, it's definitely a place to go. It was fun to go during the wintertime, but it's definitely spring, summer. It's, it is packed from what we heard those times of year.
They were saying if you can get on one, do it. And so we did. Unbeknownst to us, we were the only ones, but... he was very, very good. And what was interesting is, when all was said and done, we got back and he lets us off. And, this is a free tour. You don't have to pay for this. And so I went to tip him and he would not take it. And so he's like, no, this is my job, my pleasure. It was funny because he did the Disney, no. I said, okay, just say it 2 more times. But he would not take any tip for it, but he did a fantastic job.
So it was really good, and it's just a nice, fun resort. It's a great place to go. They do have Shadow, and if your kids want to see Shadow, he has a doghouse right up by the main.
She
has a doghouse right up by the main registration desk, and they have appearances when he is around. And they also have stuff in that main area too.
There's more than one Shadow. I bet they have like 3.
There could be. And then they have like a pool table and a little, area up there as well. And they have places to barbecue and outside movies. And so they've got a lot of activities you can do.
It kind of just sounds like a great place to go if you want to have a lot of, you know, get back to nature, have a relaxing vacation, bike mm-hmm. ride, enjoy the beach, that sort of thing. But at the same time, you know, you're getting the Disney quality and the Disney name. Yeah. And
you do.
Yeah. And it sure beats a Carnival cruise these days.
This is true.
Ouch.
And it's nice. You get, I mean, it's funny because they use all the stuff from Disney World, which is kind of nice but kind of strange because you get the same Disney World H2O products. You get the Disney World bag when you buy your souvenirs in the
yeah,
little,
everyone's wearing little cast member name tags.
Yeah, everyone has their name tags on. So there's, you know, and all
first,
the
first visit buttons.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you get first, you know, if it's your first visit, you get a first visit button. So they reuse a lot of that kind of stuff. So it's familiar yet a different, something different yeah. to experience.
And they have activities that go on all day long for different ages. Some of the activities involve a cost, but we did an early Saturday morning activity where the girls got to learn all about sea life, and they were the only ones there. You know, the resort itself was, it seemed crowded enough, but a lot of the activities, because of the weather, they were prohibitive.
So. Yeah, and it's very nicely kept up. I mean, like, everything there looked new and painted. My only complaint was when we walked into our two-bedroom, it had this horrible smell. I mean, like,
it's a big problem.
Yeah. And I mean, someone took like 2 gallons of milk and just dumped it on the carpet and let it sit there for years. It was awful. And then we did ask them to come and try to clean it. And they just, you know, took their can of whatever and sprayed it, which covered it up for about 20 minutes. And then it was, I mean, every time you walked in, it was instant.
It was instant. And it was a sheet that you walked into. It was heavy.
Yeah. So if I was going to stay longer than that, I would have definitely not stayed in that room.
But once you're in there, you do get used to it.
Yeah. So that's the only reason.
Just don't leave the room.
Yeah.
But I think what it might have been is perhaps, I mean, you're not that close to the beach, but it's kind of like if someone came in from, you know, a smelly, fishy lake or ocean and just stood there and drip dried. And all that smell got into the carpet, and no one did anything about it.
Yeah, it was awful.
And so it may have just been that room.
It was definitely something that was in our room only. But
well, I would hope.
Yeah.
But lucky us.
Yeah. So, but everything else on that resort is spotless.
Yeah.
I mean, they were repainting stuff when we were there. They're, you know, because it's off season. I mean, everything was really nicely done.
I want to point out that off of the living room and continuing over to the bedroom area, the master bedroom, they have a deck. And you can go out and there's a picnic table out on the deck. And it overlooks the marsh. And I'm sure everyone has a different view, whatever's in their backyard. But we had the marsh and the playground and lots of trees. So it was a nice view. And it'd be cool to go out there and have breakfast out there and watch the sunrise or have dinners out there late at night. And you've got the full kitchen, and so you can do all that. And when we went out there, Amber turns to me and she says, "This is by far my favorite resort that we've ever stayed in." And for her, that's saying something.
Yeah, she's only 7.
She's got 7 years of experience in this.
But so it's definitely worth a visit.
Yeah, it is worth a visit. I don't know if Amber's impression of it was because it was so big and, you know, she got her own room, her own bed, separate bathroom. You know, it was her little suite over on the other side.
Yeah, they can watch TV in bed.
Yeah.
On their flat panel in their armoire.
Yeah, she doesn't get to do that here.
So she loved it at night. And they have, like, the Disney-type channel, too.
Oh, of course.
So...
They don't have Stacy though, right?
Yeah.
No, they have Come to Alani channel, and then they have Come to
Do
the
Do they
Parks.
Have the DVC one?
Yeah, they have a DVC channel. And then they have a nice What's Happening at the Resort channel with, you know, all the activities for the day and happy birthday and happy anniversary messages.
Do you know what's weird? I think they should have Stacy at every resort or every, like, you know, because it's strange to go to Disneyland and you're like, oh, God, where's Stacy? She's not there.
Huh.
Not that I really like her or any. Well, everybody likes her, but, you know.
Crush. Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. Do go on.
All right. I think that's it.
Oh, right. Nice review. Sounds like a great place.
It really is.
I just booked.
It's good for Chris.
Did you really?
Chris, you're so close.
I can't go anywhere else this year. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
It's good. It's not Disney. You know what I mean? It's not the parks. It's not let's go, go, go. It's a different type of vacation, but it's a lot of fun.
But it's still got that familiar Disney aspect to it. Well, that's our review. This is going to wrap up the show for this week. And we'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net, and you can go to iTunes and do it there. Please send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.